Reading from Surrender Unto Me, Overview of the Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 12, Devotional Service. Krishna is now describing in the final verses of Chapter 12 the qualities of his pure devotees which makes those devotees dear to him. 13 to 14. One who is not envious, but is a kind friend to all living entities, who does not think himself a proprietor, and is free from false ego, who is equal both in happiness and distress, who is tolerant, always satisfied, self-controlled, and engaged in devotional service with determination, his mind and intelligence fixed on me, such a devotee of mine is very dear to me. Comment. The last eight texts of this chapter, 13 to 20, describe the internal symptoms of persons engaged in pure devotional service. The term advesha, or non-envious, is exemplified when a devotee thinks in terms of his enemy. As Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusana says, this person hates me, and that is because of my own prarabdha karma, the mature reactions of my karma. As Krishna is the ultimate controller, his hatred must have Krishna's sanction. 15. He for whom no one is put into difficulty and who is not disturbed by anyone, who is equipoised in happiness and distress, fear and anxiety, is very dear to me. 16. 17 through 19. My devotee who is not dependent on the ordinary course of activities, who is pure, expert, without cares, free from all pains, and not striving for some results, is very dear to me. One who neither rejoices nor grieves, who neither laments nor desires, who renounces both auspicious and inauspicious things, such a devotee is very dear to me. One who is equal to friends and enemies, who is equipoised in honor and dishonor, heat and cold, happiness and distress, fame and infamy, who is always free from contaminating association, always silent and satisfied with anything, who doesn't care for any residence, who is fixed in knowledge, and who is engaged in devotional service, such a person is very dear to me. Comment on 18 through 19. Srila Prabhupada writes, we may find some repetition in the descriptions of the qualifications of a devotee, but this is just to emphasize the fact that a devotee must acquire all these qualifications. Without good qualifications, one cannot be a pure devotee. Harav abhaktasya kuto mahaguna. One who is not a devotee has no good qualification. One who wants to be recognized as a devotee should develop the good qualifications. Of course, he does not extraneously endeavor to acquire these qualifications, but engagement in Krishna consciousness and devotional service automatically helps him develop them. Text 20. Those who follow this imperishable path of devotional service, who completely engage themselves with faith, making me the supreme goal, are very, very dear to me. Comment. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur concludes this chapter, quote, these characteristics that arise in one from devotion and from peacefulness are not material qualities. This is in accordance with the statement, Krishna is satisfied only by devotion, never by material qualities. The word but, too, in this verse, indicates the introduction of a new idea. The devotees described up to this point have each perfectly cultivated one aspect of their personalities. Those mentioned in this verse, however, are desirous of perfecting all these qualities. Therefore, even during the stage of sadhana, they are superior to those on other paths even if those individuals have achieved the perfected stage of their paths. For this reason, the word ativa, extremely, or very, very, is used in this verse. End of citation from Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Comment continues. Srila Prabhupada summarizes this chapter in his purport. Quote, in this chapter, from verse 2 through the end, the Supreme Lord has explained the processes of transcendental service for approaching him. Such processes are very dear to the Lord, and he accepts a person engaged in them. The question of who is better, one who is engaged in the path of impersonal Brahman, or one who is engaged in the personal service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was raised by Arjuna. And the Lord replied to him so explicitly that there is no doubt that devotional service to the Personality of Godhead is the best of all processes of spiritual realization. We shall end here, and Hare Krishna.